It was a sight to be seen. The early 1930s, British Mandate in Eretz Yisrael, two boys growing up in the Bucharim section of Yerushalayim, praying at Netz every morning, learning a daf or three, having a slice of bread, because that's all they could afford, and then walking to Yeshiva from the Bucharim to the Old City. And along the way, they reviewed everything they had learned that morning and sometimes even from the night before. Along the way, there were another two boys walking the same path, from Beis Yisrael at least. And they were also reviewing and talking and learning throughout the way. These four boys became great leaders of Am Yisrael, Roshei Yeshiva, Rav HaRoshi Yisrael, Roshei Kehila, Chacham Obadiah Yosef, and Chacham Ben Sion Abba Shaul were the first two boys, and Chacham Baruch Ben Chaim, the chief rabbi of the Syrian community in New York, and Chacham Yehuda Mo'alem, the Rosh Yeshiva of Parat Yosef, were the second two boys. The Torah is niknet b'dikduk chaverim. The 11th of the Kinyani Torah is having friends, having a chavruta, having a chabura, a group of talmidim, learning together so that they can ensure that they're medakdek. They ask good questions to understand what the Rebbe says, to truly come to the core of the issue, of the idea, and to learning with each other, by learning with each other, correct each other's mistakes, because the chances of two people making a mistake are much much lower than the one person making a mistake and it and it staying. Having a chavruta is so critical because it facilitates our learning by minimizing our errors. It increases our retention, helps us remember better. And it sharpens our output because we come to the core of the idea. There are numerous ma'amarei chazal, statements in the Gemara, that portray the positivity, the positive need for having a chavruta and a chabura, because students are mechaded each other, peers are mechaded each other, they sharpen each other, they kindle each other, just as Torah is compared to fire. And Hashem promises to ensure their success and to add extra protection for them. And on the other hand, there are not nice things about the person who decides to learn on his own. And the imagery of a room of Talmidei Chachamim all sitting and learning in isolation on their own is not a happy one, to say the least, in the eyes of the Chachamim. Because the idea is that when you learn with someone else, you voice the ideas and not just the words on the page. Our machshavot are forced into dibur. You put your thoughts where your mouth is. And you actually explain what you're thinking in order to make sure that it's clear. And that way we can really, really filter out the mistakes and make sure that we know what we're talking about and come to remember them better as well. By speaking things out, we reduce our error. And also, a friend can correct us. It's much easier, Rav Yonatan Eibshitz says, to accept criticism from our peers than it is from our superiors, from our rebbes. That's why Chacham Avadia used to have Chacham Ben Sion, Abba Shaul, serve as his editor of Yabia Omer, for the earlier volumes at least. And that's why, Rabbi Yitzchak Yosef says, the earlier volumes have much kinder words for people with whom Chacham Avadia disagrees. Because originally Chacham Avadia wrote it up with his fiery tone, he had much harsher things to say, and Chacham Ben Sion would tone it down. And after Chacham Ben Sion passed away, there was no one to tone it down. So the later volumes of Yabia Omer have much harsher things to say, because they were never filtered out by Chacham Ben Sion. But it's not just about having a chavruta. A person has to have a chabura, a group of people learning. It's so tremendous and so powerful to be able to walk into a Beit Midrash and to discuss with one's friends, the questions of the day. The issues at hand in the sugya that they're learning, it is so valuable to be able to have that access to such a group of people. When Chacham Avadia returned from his sojourn in his from his sojourn in Mitzrayim in Egypt, and as the rabbi in Cairo, he had no choice but to learn in the kollel of Rav Rosenthal, whose kollel was headed by Ratzvi Pesach Frank, one of the Gedolei Ador, the Rav of Yerushalayim. And in that kollel were Rav Shmuel Rozovsky, his son-in-law, Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach, Rav Shalom Shajan, Rav Jolti, and many others, many other great, great minds who had become leaders of Am Yisrael in various ways. And they used to wait every day for Chacham Avadia to come to the Beit Midrash so that they could talk over what they were learning with him and clarify their questions, because they knew Chacham Avadia knew everything. Having a group of people to learn with is such a value. The Torah that a person learns, B'dibu Chaveri with a Chabura, can go so far. And even earlier than that, Chacham Avadia was part of the Wonder Class in Prat Yosef in 1939. The Wonder Class consisted of people who became, in Prat Yosef, tremendous individuals, Chacham Ben Sion Abashal, Chacham Sion Levi, Chacham Baruch Ben Chaim, Chacham Chaim David Halevi. Just Googling, a person can see who the members of the Wonder Class are and all of their accomplishments. Having a Chabura is a tremendous value in our Torah learning. But what if we can't find a Chavruta? Or if we don't want one, we think we learn better on our own. So the bottom line is, based on a Sefer Chassidim and students of Reb Chaim Volozhiner and others, that yeah, it's possible that a person really does learn better on his own. It's possible, you know, every individual is different. Some people learn better on their own. But we have to be very careful about making those types of assumptions and statements about ourselves. A person has to have a Rebbe to guide him in these matters, but just as a general idea, sometimes the right chavruta is just not available, whether it be because, you know, the size of the pool of open chavrutot, or what a person is learning, or a person's own level of learning. You know, it's not always possible to have the right chavruta, and sometimes having the wrong chavruta, whether it be because the chavruta is just not on his level, or that chavruta is interested in chit-chat and not learning, can be a real loss of potential for many months, or even years, unfortunately. What a waste that would be. So if a person is just learning on his own, like the Vilna Gaon did, until he could find the right chavrutas, then that's okay. You know, the Reb Chaim Volozhiner student says that nowadays you don't even need a chavruta, because the main learning a person does on his own, and he needs friends for Yirat Shamayim, so he talks to his friends when he has time, every once in a while. But the people who will correct you in your learning are Rashi and Tosfot, and all the other Mefarshim. But it all comes down to a person's capabilities and the availability of a chavruta. If he's just learning on his own in the interim, beseder. But nowadays, there is so much, we're not bound by the walls of the yeshiva. We're all at home learning over the phone or on Zoom, which is not easy. Sometimes it's easier to just learn on our own. But if we make the efforts now, I'm sure there's so much to gain. Having a WhatsApp group for people who are all learning the same thing, to ask your questions to, having a chavruta at least once a day, or numerous chavruta for shorter periods of time throughout the day, can be such a benefit and give a person so much chizuk in his Torah learning. There's so much to gain. It's not worth not having a chavruta, especially nowadays when it's so possible to have so many chavrutot. And Bezat Hashem, we should all be acquire so much Torah learning through making the right decisions about the right chavrutot, so that we can make sure that the Torah that we learn is as true to Amitah Shel Torah as possible. Baruch Adonai L'Olam. Amen v'Amen.